It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Now back to Rick Bruce and Lee Cohen, two guys who still argue about whether or not Mr. Ed could really talk.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we've been speaking this morning with Alan Beck, who is professor of animal ecology at Purdue University School of Veterinary Medicine. And Dr. Beck, I kind of teased a question before the break. Where do you see this whole human-animal bond research going, and what's the future going to have for people and animals?
Good question. One initial area of interest is that we keep saying it has to be mutual. I think there's going to be more work on what the animals get out of it. The truth of the matter is animals in therapeutic programs really enjoy the experience. I mean, there's a chance to be with their owners. But really making sure that it's being done right, it is in their best interest. There's no reason why it can't be in a way that's good for everybody. You don't have to make any sacrifices to do it right. I think another area is, which we hinted at, is assessment. If animal programs are becoming more and more common, which they are, it is going to be important to really assess their impact. So maybe someday there'll even be some third-party reimbursement, which it is for, like, therapeutic horseback riding. But also, just it's the right thing to do. We shouldn't be doing things if we can't really show that it's both helping the actual care providers, the subjects, and the animals. By the way, our fish tank studies have shown that even though they're extremely overworked, the staff really enjoys it because they're seeing for the first time, perhaps, older people like Alzheimer's people really behaving positively. And that's very reinforcing to them. Because it's such a very, very tough job.
In a real quick note, our listeners have heard the story before, but we have a fish tank at the post office. We always know the criticisms about going postal.
there was
a general observation that was made from the time we put that in, that a gentleman that had been there for like 20, 30 years, he's now since retired, had noticed it was literally like turning on a light switch, that when people would come in the door before, the anger, the issues, the problems, the very reasons why one would want to go postal would come to the counter. And when we put the fish tank in that arrangement and people had something to focus in the way of the movement of the fish and connecting with the fish and having something to see, there something about the fish tank actually literally eliminated much of the anger, much of the frustration, much of the daily life tension. And that kind of ties back to what you're saying, living in the moment. They were in the 10 minutes before when they were talking to someone that was very upset on the phone when they were walking in the door, and it just released that. And so the post office can't have a budget for that. So we basically have with just our own dollars put in a display in there, just for the mere fact that, you know what, it's great for us because people realize, you know, we can certainly have our name on there, but the reality is that you can't pull it out. You know, it's not possible to pull it out, just knowing once you know that. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, and it is very real. When we did that, we never thought of using post office people, which would make sense. We used dental patients, which at that time was probably the most stressed population you could work with legally.
Absolutely.
And now we were told by the Wall Street Journal when we finished the study that it increased fish tank sales about a third, 30%, because that's another place where people are very stressed. Waiting rooms, especially waiting for a dentist or a physician, veterinarian, and the post office is a great example, because we find comfort in nature, and things like bird feeders and the fish tank is bringing nature on demand.
Sure.
And it's absolutely right. And I think you actually sort of hinted that one of the areas that I think need much more attention are these edges of less explored interactions. And there's a lot of stuff with dogs and even some with cats. But what roles the small animals, the fish, birds, play, especially in environments like a post office, where a dog and cat would actually be a distraction. But an aviary or an aquarium is serving the purpose just beautifully.
Gosh, I wish we had endless amounts of time because, you know, there's the whole controversy of there's a huge force against, at the same time, for the push for stuff like this.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, it's frustrating whether within the schools, it's kind of like, you know, notes come back out saying, hey, we've got to get rid of all these animals, that type of thing. And wow, we just have a limited amount of time.
Rick, we've run into your same problem every week. Doctor, we've run out of time.
Right.
But we want to thank you for coming on the show. We've been speaking this morning with Dr. Alan Beck, professor of animal ecology at Purdue School of Veterinary Medicine. Thanks so much. We really appreciated your time.
Thank you.
Oh, it's been our pleasure. And Rick, once again, because we're out of time, we need to say our thank you. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Prus, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend, a great week ahead, and we'll see you next weekend for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320wils.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts. Welcome.